News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Plans for an alternative access route on the Bray to Greystones Cliff Walk could cost more than $350,000 and take up to 4 years to complete, according to engineering records that were released under the Freedom of Information Act. This is a long-running saga down there, one of the most beautiful cliff walks that you can actually go on that has been closed and it has been stuck in a limbo for a long time. Eugene Finnegan, Bray Business Area Representative on the Management Committee of the Cliff Walk, is with us. Eugene, can you understand A, the cost, and B, why it would take so long?
Well, yes, good morning, and thanks for having me on. That doesn't seem like an unreasonable cost when one considers that the council have already spent over €160,000 trying to keep people safe and keep them off the cliff walk. So I think kind of that kind of money, the sooner the better that we get to redirect it into actually rebuilding this amazing amenity. Let me just say on the outset, though, first of all, that there are sections of the Bray to Greystones Cliff Walk that are very, very dangerous. And nobody's encouraging people to actually walk it at the moment for that very, very reason. What we are really all on about is to try get the route opened again. It is an absolute, it's frustrating that it's now since about 2021. It's over 5 years since the thing has been closed. It shouldn't have happened. It should have been properly maintained along the way. Apparently it wasn't. And then we would have had small instances every now and then where repairs were needed and we could have kept. Now we've got a major situation.
We've allowed it to deteriorate and are wondering why it's gone that way. But if the council is spending $116,000 on stopping people using it, it seems like a reasonable return on investment if they just double their money and it can be used by everybody again, probably for decades.
Absolutely. And that's why this idea that I brought forward, because there had been a number of issues over the years of talking to landowners on the Greystone side. Remember, there are two particular issues here. On the Greystone side, it's land slippage. It's a kind of a clay landscape that's sitting then on a kind of a sea scree, it's called, a kind of gravel. It's actually moving. If you walk along the North Beach at Greystones, the whole cliff is actually moving bit by bit. On the Bray side, there are a couple of rock issues. One, a rockfall area, and two areas where there's, underground or underfoot areas that would not be as secure as people would like them to be. So there's a lot of work being done at the moment in basically surveying the area, but it's just taking too long. It should never have got to the stage that the place was closed down. So the idea about the steps, I put that forward because there are a number of places throughout the country. Even in County Wicklow, we have the Sphinx Walkway that goes up across the mountains up above Glendalough, also in an area of special conservation. Mittenhead is one that I brought to the table particularly, and ironically, it was overseen by the same engineering company that are dealing with the Bray to.
So you could, well, I think your proposal, very briefly, Eugene, is you put a couple of steps in to avoid the worst parts of it, and then you step back down out of it. Is that it?
Basically, what it is yes, that there is there's the basis of a track going as far as the mudslide areas. Now, in time, we can maybe put a boardwalk on the beach, but for that, let's walk a little. There's no problem walking on the beach. Up on a set of steps, goes up to the first level, which is actually the last piece that remains of the ancient track bed, and then sets of steps with a viewing platform halfway along.
We can make it work. It's just finding the money and investment to do it. Eugene Finnegan, who is on the management committee for the Bray to Greystones Cliff Walk, thanks very much for joining us this morning. Hopefully they get that back up and running because it does seem to be a huge loss.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.